Now, I keep on reading here. I'm sorry I got bogged down there, but I felt this is rather important. Now, he says in verse 15, for if the casting away of them, that is Israel, be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? I think that verse is very clear. It's a wonderful thing. I think the greatest days are ahead of us, friends. As far as man is concerned, the world's going to the dogs. Things are bad when you look outside today. Isn't that true? And man today's got this thing in a mess. But my God, he's on a throne. And he's going to straighten it out, you know. And the greatest days yet are in the future. Oh, what a future. I felt sorry for a man that I was talking to, a businessman, over in Hawaii. He was out on the golf course where I was, and I just walking around, and wasn't playing that time. And he began to talk, where are you from, and all that sort of thing. Who are you? What are you doing? I told him, and he told me he was a businessman. He's from Chicago, and he apparently is a prominent businessman, vice president of some concern. I know he's got money, but he is a man that, oh, how pessimistic he is about the future. A lot of people pessimistic about the future today, friends. Doesn't look bright on the outside, but a glorious future for the child of God. I feel like saying hallelujah. If I wasn't such a dignified preacher, I'd say hallelujah. Now, verse 16. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. Now, what he's saying here is that part of the dough, that is, when I say dough, I mean bread dough. And God, you remember back there in Numbers, he says, of the first of your dough you shall give unto the Lord a heave offering in your generations. And it's a wonder I haven't made something of that before now, the first of your dough. But what he means is bread dough. Now, a part of the dough was offered to God as a token that it was all acceptable. The first fruits evidently refers to the origin of the nation. And what he's saying here, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Holy here has no reference to a moral quality, but the fact that they were set aside for God. Now, if the first fruits, and if the first part of dough, little bit of dough, if that was set aside for God, what about the whole harvest? What about the nation? It all belongs to God. You see, God's not through with him. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree would graft in among them, and with them partakers of the root and fatness of the olive tree, you and I benefit because of the nation Israel. That's the reason I could never be an anti-Semite. Never could. I owe too much to them as a nation.